Classical singer Marian Anderson performing this song. Is synonymous with breaking down racial barriers. That's Anderson at the Lincoln Memorial in 1939. She performed there after being denied permission to perform at Washington, D.C.'s Constitution Hall. For our series, Turning the Tables, NPR's Anastasia Siokas looks at how Anderson helped pave the way for singers across color lines and genres.
Marian Anderson was so talented as a child that the church she attended took up collections to help pay for music lessons. As Anderson told NPR member station WQXR in 1974, that was when she first learned how to sing.
I became aware for the first time that there were two ways of doing it. One was absolutely natural, and one was one that I had to think about. But I know if you're going to do anything, you have to know how you're going to do it and why you're doing it that way.
Anderson not only sang European classical music, but she presented spirituals as high art. Her parents were born just a few years after the end of the Civil War, and singer and multi-instrumentalist Rhiannon Giddens says, by performing spirituals in the concert hall, Anderson linked generations of listeners to Black American history.
It's not just, oh, I'm singing Mozart. There's this knowledge of, I am actually uplifting my entire race by singing this music. Especially in the early years where it was still fairly rare to see a Black person singing in a classical manner. So I think people feel that, you know, they feel that there's something else going on. They feel that there's another allegiance there. It's not just an allegiance to Western art music. There's also an allegiance to a lifting of the culture through the art form. And that's a very powerful thing.
Marian Anderson was a contralto. She could go much deeper than most female singers. Rhiannon Giddens says Anderson used that voice and her classical training to channel intense emotions.
Some singers are able to tap into the core of their sound in a way so that it feels like there's nothing in the way. You know, there's no sort of translation going on. There's no doorway.
But certain doors were closed for Marian Anderson in the United States. So, like many Black artists, she made her career in Europe, where she was welcomed. She even performed for the great Finnish composer John Sibelius in his home.
I remember that Sibelius came over to me, embraced me, and said, "My roof is too low for you."
At home, Anderson encountered intense racism. She didn't make her debut at New York's Metropolitan Opera until 1955, when she was already 57 years old. She was the first African-American soloist to appear at the Met, and her performance came just months after the Supreme Court decided Brown versus Board of Education. But getting into the Met was a hard fight, as her biographer, Alan Kyler, told NPR in 2000.
There was a tremendous resistance to bringing Black singers to the Met. The Metropolitan Board was against it. It was very difficult to make any inroads.
And Kyler said she was decades older than most singers are when they make a debut like that. In fact, hers came only about 10 years before she retired.
It must have taken enormous courage for her to accept that invitation. And I think she did it because she knew how important it was for singers who were younger to have an opportunity to sing, not because she was artistically at the high point of her career any longer. It was for others that she sang there, not for herself.
that's great when you accept the hand extended to you even though it had slapped you in the face countless times before. That's great.
That's Misha Brugger-Guzman, a noted Canadian soprano, speaking from her home in rural Nova Scotia. She says Anderson brought her very particular experiences as a Black woman of her time to her art.
There is a certain assurance that comes from, I mean, let's say it, women of that age, but more specifically Black women of that time, who just knew that they would have to forge on against all odds and just gut about doing their work. And that's very much how I see Marian Anderson.
Both Brugger-Guzman and Rhiannon Giddens say they owe a lot to Marian Anderson for her convictions, for her artistry, and for the path that she laid for them and so many others. Anastasia Tsilikas, NPR News, New York.